In clinical psychology, all subjects around us are words, and we are their readers.
The readers.
If they are repeated or become a habit, it's not bad. It's not less important. It's not over. You shouldn't forget it.
Shouldn't forget it.
Just like the beating of our hearts. It repeats itself, but it's essential. Breathing, the batting of eyelids, just opening and closing them.
Batting of eyelids.
Most of the time, we don't think about it. It's always the same and monotonous. Or our breathing. But all of these make us, well, how should I put it? Make us healthy and constitute living.
Oh.
And sometimes we forget that we've got a mother, a father, brothers and sisters, or a partner that we've lived with all of our lives.
But I don't have a wife.
We forget we've grown and fulfilled our needs and necessities. If we didn't have them, where would we be? So let's value the repetitions in life. I mean, when something stops repeating itself, then we'll understand how important they were. But we didn't know.
They were important, but we didn't know.
Then let's value the things we love in life. Some things don't repeat themselves. I repeat. Some things don't repeat themselves.
They won't repeat themselves.
I've written a book called Your Dreams, A Step Away.
Your Dreams, A Step Away. I've read it.
Definitely read it. And for sure, there will be matters, psychological matters, in this book, and you will see that they are all necessary for us humans. Thank you.
Hello, Jamal.
Hello, Sajjad.
Long time no see.
I'm sorry. I've come to buy a packet of your best quality crystal saffron sugars.
Crystal saffron sugar? Oh.
There you are.
Thank you. Sajjad.
Yeah?
Have you heard that a doctor's come by to the hotel?
Yes, I've heard, but I haven't seen him yet. The one Vahid talks about a
lot. Yes. I say, let's go and see him.
Oh, I'd like to, but I can't now. There's nobody at the shop. Grandfather's out. Later?
Your grandfather's not in. Why, is he ill?
No.
He doesn't want to come to my wedding?
No, there's nothing wrong. He's fine. He's gone to the shrine.
Oh. Oh, it's his turn.
Yeah.
Ah, he's so lucky.
How much is it?
I can feel their absence acutely.
Grandfather? Well, he's coming tomorrow morning.
I meant Miss Padadar.
Oh, yes. We can feel it as well. God willing, she'll be back soon. Jamal, how much is this? Well, I don't have money right now. Grandfather will come and pay for it.
Oh, Grandfather will come and pay for it. It's good that he comes and pays me. Otherwise, I'd have to rent out my shop. What nonsense, kid. Be ashamed of yourself, boy. Say, Ed's done so much for me. I'm indebted to him.
Thank you.
Grandfather will come. Go on.
We miss her too.
Go on, off you go.
Hotel Zaire, hello.
Hello, can I help you?
Sir, he just arrived an hour ago. How did the publishers of Life's Hope find out? No, how did you know he came to this hotel? No. Yes, he's come with his wife. Sir, are you interviewing me right now? Then what are these questions that you're asking me? I'm not his manager to know these things. If you have questions, come here in the afternoon for his seminar. Meet up with him and ask him all of these questions yourself, would you please? Sir, this is a hotel. We have a lot of customers besides him. I can't stay on the phone and keep it busy whilst you write down your report. Yes, come to his seminar. Yes, it's today, this afternoon. That's fine. You're welcome. Goodbye. What expectations people have. Hello?
Hello, Roosevelt? Why don't you answer? Do you know how many times I've called? Since we've arrived, I've called you 10 times. You didn't have a second to call me back.
I'm sorry.
What are you sorry for? You said yourself you're coming to Mashhad. Because Mojda's with you, you won't answer? Then why did you say you're coming over? Look, if nothing's changed, then... Hello? Hello?
Hello? Hello?
You have my phone?
Is this yours, Doctor? I'm sorry, here you are. I'm sorry, the phone rang. I thought it might be you calling to find it. That's why I answered it.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I was looking for it, actually. Then I left it here, right?
Yes, it was on the table.
Ah, well, that's fine. I'm sorry, I've troubled you quite a lot today.
Oh, don't say that, Doctor. We're proud to have you here.
Thank you. Oh, did I give you the book and CD?
Yes, you did, but I haven't had time to read it. But I've read all of your other books. I have one of them here. Look, Your Dream's a Step Away. It was lovely.
Then you answered this number?
Yes. I'm sorry, I told you. I thought it was you calling to find it. Well, it was ringing quite a lot.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. What happened?
In your book?
No, what did the caller you spoke to say?
Oh, well, they said that, what they really said was... I don't know. They talked so fast, I didn't catch all of what they were saying.
No, it doesn't matter. It's not important. Vahid, right? That's your name?
Yes, I'm at your service.
Oh, Vahid, I've told the boys to get you a VIP ticket in the front row. You're coming, right?
VIP for me?
Yes.
Oh, I'd love to come, but there's so much work to do around here.
Ah, but you have to come, Vahid, because I don't know when I'll be coming back to Mashhad again.
No, God willing, you'll come again. If my work's finished and there's absolutely nothing else to do, I'll definitely come.
Good. You've got such a pure spirit, Vahid.
Thank you.
Oh, you said you liked my book, Your Dreams, Step Away?
Yes, I've read it. I love it. Everybody has a dream.
Well done, Vahid. All of us have dreams.
Yes.
We have to fight.
Fight?
No, I don't mean that kind of fighting. I mean working hard and having faith so you'll be able to reach your goals.
Oh, the reader.
Well done. Reader of what?
What?
Words.
Oh.
Am I right?
We have to fight, yes.
Then I'll see you.
God willing.
Vahid, let's just stay between the two of us.
Okay. But what, sir?
You know, the phone and all that.
Oh, don't worry about it. I don't get along with the press or reporters anyway.
I don't mean the press in general.
Oh, in general.
I'll see you.
See you. Later.
Hello. I can't today. Yes. I'll let you know in time. Look, be patient for my sake. I beg you. Listen to me, okay? Yes, goodbye. Vahid, it's quiet.
It's a seminar. Some have gone to the seminar.
Oh, the seminar. Oh, I see. Has this doctor had any visits today?
Visits? He's not one of those doctors.
But in what kind is he?
He's a psychologist. He's written books as well. Look, see? Love in the palm of your hands.
Well done. Love in the palm of your hands. Give it to me.
I'm reading it. His wife is Mrs. Mojda Mohajer. Do you know her?
Is she a psychologist too?
No, of course she's not. At 10 o'clock at night, the Namo Yes radio show.
So?
You don't listen to it? I mean, you haven't heard it before?
Yes, I do listen to the Namo Yes radio show.
So?
But because there's so much noise going on, so many different voices. Well, how could I recognise anyone?
No, not voices. She doesn't talk. She's the writer. She writes.
Oh. Well, when they say who's written it at the end, I don't listen. And everything's over, so I've turned it off.
Listen from now on.
Ah. I feel their absence real bad.
In a couple of hours, his seminar will be over, and he'll be here and staying until tomorrow night.
Oh, he meant Miss Padditor!
Oh.
Do you think they really know what they're doing?
Who, Dr. Jalali?
Well, yes, psychologists know how to speak well. I think they're very happy, because they know what the secrets of life are, and the secret to love. Secrets to anything, really. I guess they've accomplished a lot in their life.
How do I know? I guess you're right.
Excuse me, sir.
You're very welcome. How can I help?
Do you know when the doctor will be back?
Doctor? And you are?
Do I have to introduce myself to you?
Well, of course, ma'am. Hundreds of people come here daily looking for the doctor. I can't tell them all where he's gone and when he'll be back, where he goes and where he doesn't. The doctor needs some rest. He's at the seminar now. If you want to see him, you can make yourself comfortable.
I have nothing to say to him. He wanted to see me.
He wants to see you? Oh, I don't know his plans.
Is his wife with him as well?
No, his wife's upstairs. Do you want me to call her?
No. Did I talk to you last night?
On the phone? Oh, the phone! Yes, I think so.
Just don't tell his wife I was here.
Oh, okay.
What? What happened? Come on, tell me!
I didn't understand it myself.
She said she talked to you last night. I think it's becoming a crime story.
Your ears work very well, Jamal. What crime story? How do I know what's going on? The doctor left his phone behind, and it kept on ringing, so I thought it was him calling to look for his phone, so I answered it. It seems it was that lady on the phone.
I see, Vahid.
Hmm?
Go and enjoy yourself.
Why?
Because another story has come up for you. I bet when you tell people that this doctor, the author of this book, Love in the Palm of Your Hands, was our customer for one night, they won't let you go. And they'll want you to tell them the story without interrupting you. Especially when it becomes a crime story.
You keep on saying that. What crime?
Then what?
How do I know what?
Hmm?
Well, it's none of your business. Or mine. Oh, standing here making up stories. Don't you have a job? Well, go back to work.
Okay, why are you getting so angry?
I was reading and you interrupted me.
What a baby.
Don't you have herbs better than this?
Ma'am, it's the best. You won't find any better than this. How many kilos?
200 grams, please.
200 grams? That's not much. Not much for a souvenir.
It's enough, thank you.
It's enough?
Yes.
Okay. Here you are. I'll sort it out if it's more or less.
Thank you very much.
Hello, Mrs. Merger.
Hello, good day.
Hello, Jamal.
Hello.
Jamal?
Hmm?
Mrs. Mahaja is one of our special customers. Give her a good discount.
Okay, well, we give discounts to everyone.
Oh, thank you. There's really no need to do that.
Oh, Mrs. Mahaja, your play is going to be read on the radio tonight.
Oh, yes. I really didn't know.
Jamal?
Yes?
It's Mrs. Mahaja, the doctor's wife, Namayesh.
Oh, why didn't you tell me sooner, Vahid? Ma'am, I'm sorry for not recognising you.
That's fine.
He didn't tell me.
No, that's fine. I won't disturb you.
Thank you.
Miss Marja, has the doctor come back?
No. It always takes much longer than they say, doesn't it? Don't you think?
I see. Mrs. Doctor.
No, I'm not a doctor.
Oh, Mrs. Mohajer. Where is love, truly?
Excuse me?
I mean, the doctor has a book. The book in which, on the cover, He's standing like this. Now, I really want to know. You, what would you be in the doctor's wife and all? I mean, what's your opinion? Where is love?
Well, what can I say?
He's joking. This Jamal's a clown.
Vahid, I'm not joking. It's really important to me now. See, I'm in love right now. Why are you making faces at me? I'm really serious, ma'am. The truth is, I'm getting married.
Well, well.
The wedding's in a few days' time.
Well, that's great.
Thank you. If you'll be staying here in Mashhad, I'll give Vahid an invitation, and he can bring it up to your room for you.
Oh, thank you. You're too kind. May you always live in happiness.
Thank you very much. But it's really important to me now to know where love is. Look, you get married, and it's got responsibilities. And you know that doctor has guided everyone. He's sorted out all of their problems.
Well, I don't know what to say, but if you're really interested, you can come and talk to the doctor yourself, of course.
Yes, I will talk to him. But doctors have prescriptions that they write for most of the people. But there are codes and secrets they don't tell everyone. Am I right or not?
Jamal, didn't you hear what she just said? She said if you have any questions, ask the doctor himself.
Okay.
Mrs. Mahajo, you go back to the hotel. I'll bring your shopping over for you.
No, 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 thanks. I'll take them myself. Oh, how much will this be?
With the herbs included, it's 50,000. It shows what a professional you are in buying souvenirs.
Thank you very
much. You're welcome.
Here you are.
Thank you very much.
Thanks. You're very kind. No, no, please take it.
You're welcome. Be my guest.
Thank you. No, here you go.
Thank you very much. May God bless you.
Thanks so much. Goodbye.
Shall I help you?
Bye.
Say hi to the doctor for me. How do you like that?
What was all that nonsense you were blabbering about?
I told her to keep a closer eye on him. A man talks about love, but he himself... Oh, God.
Jamal. Look, we don't know anything yet.
It's blatantly obvious, Vahid. I wish Razi was around so we could send them to him.
Well, it's none of our business. They know better what to do.
When you find something out, it's not right to stand there and do nothing or to tell no one.
Oh, you should tell him? Mm-hmm. Then is it right for someone to go and tell Miss Padadar that you...
Hey, wait there, you're going too far. What does Miss Padadar and I have to do with them? Our path is bright, but theirs is dark and blurry. It's like it's underwater. Yes. You should have told her. Don't you have any work to do? The lady went, so why aren't you going? What a baby.
Hello, Doctor. Good day.
Hello. What's happened, Vahid?
Nothing. I wanted to know if your seminar went well.
It was great. I didn't think so many would come. Why didn't you come?
I really wanted to, sir, but there were so many things to do. I couldn't leave them all behind and come.
Oh, that's fine. When the video of the seminar is edited and ready, well, I'll tell them to put a CD aside just for you.
Well, thank you so much. That's so kind of you. Oh, they gave you flowers.
Yes, yes.
They're beautiful.
They bought loads of flowers. Vahid, put this in the lobby so that everybody can enjoy them.
Thank you.
Excuse me, did anyone come for me?
Yes, sir, a lot of people came here to see you, but I mixed up who was who.
I thought I was coming on vacation to rest.
Well, you're a very important person, sir. You have many readers, and I'm one of them.
Well, I see you've taken a liking to psychology, Vahid.
Yes, sir, very. Oh, I'm reading your book about love as well. I've reached page 274. What happens in the end, sir?
The end? Read and see what happens.
Okay.
Excuse me, is my wife upstairs in the room or has she gone out?
I think she's upstairs.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Hello. Hi. I told you I'd let you know. Yes. Wait for my call. Okay, bye. Oh, he's here. He's here. Doctor, I'm so happy to see you. Oh, you're too
kind.
I really am. Doctor, a question has eaten away at my brain. Love, where is it really?
Love?
Wherever you want it to be, that's where it is.
Are you serious?
Yes. Then, Sajjad, will you take a picture of the two of us here?
Okay. Smile. With love. Great.
Thank you very much,
You're
sir.
Welcome.
It's an honour.
Thank you.
Doctor,
Thank you.
I'm sorry, but Mr. Habibi is waiting for you.
Vahid, was all of this necessary?
Well, we have something of you. We wanted you to have something from us to remember us by.
Well, that's kind of you. Okay.
I'll come with you.
Thank you. What's the matter with you?
Hello?
Can't you act naturally? He mustn't find out that we know he has a second wife.
Hey, Jamal!
He does! Didn't you see when I talked about love? He went all red in the face. Oh, Doctor. Doctor, the good days are over.
What does it have to do with us?
Remember me telling you this. If we don't say a word, these women know how to control the relationship.
Well, then let them deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
Mrs. Mohaja? They're waiting for you.
No, thank you very much. I'm going to the shrine.
Well, in a few minutes, your play is going to start. I was thinking after the meeting's over, we could all sit down and listen to your work.
Hmm.
Thank you. You're too kind. But I can't stay. I'm going to the shrine. Goodbye.
Take care.
You see, Vahid, isn't it a shame? A good woman like her. Vahid, let's go. And tell her secretly.
Secretly? Are we acting in a film? It's not a game.
I'm being serious, Vahid. Let's write her a letter and throw it in her bag so she knows the truth. We've got witnesses as well.
Who's your witness?
Me! I saw that angry woman coming here looking for the doctor.
Jamal, stop backbiting. It's not right. It's none of our business. And what's it to you? I've been reading his books for a while now. I always thought his words were true. I thought he might have the perfect life. Now that he's been here, these things have to happen. Well, I don't want to get involved in all of this. I don't want to think badly of him.
That's interesting. You mean, with all that has happened, you still like him? Oh, the proof just walked in. That's okay.
Where is Ruzbeh?
Excuse me?
Where's Ruzbeh?
He's right here. Is he planning on seeing you?
Yes, I'll wait here till he's done.
You'll wait? But he didn't say he's waiting for anyone.
And he tells you everything, does he, sir?
No, he doesn't. Can't you wait for him at some other place?
Why? Has he said something to you?
No, he hasn't. No.
It has to end tonight. After all these years. I'm to blame.
You see, tonight...
They're only here for 2 more days. If they go, I don't know when he'll be back. It has to end tonight.
I swear they're going to break each other's bones now.
Why did you bring this?
I was panicking. Coming. Mr. Habibi, I'm glad to have met you.
Me too.
Excuse me, I'll come back later.
Take care. See you later.
Let me take one of you alone.
No, not really.
The potter always drinks from the broken bowl. This happy-go-lucky doctor is responsible for another's tears and sadness. I'd say, when you've read and finished his book, give it to me to read as well.
It's got nothing useful for you. I've read it all.
You finished it? That was quick. Well done. Why are you fretting?
You don't know what I've been through these past 2 years. If she comes and sees me, what will her reaction be?
Look at the way he's posing. You have to face each other, don't you? What has he written? I think this is a memento. To my dear wife. Control yourself, who I have found love with. Honestly, which wife is he talking about then? What do you think?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Where's the doctor?
isn't anyone going to talk. We've come here to talk. We're not planning on sitting here till morning while you two cry.
Why didn't you tell me earlier?
I was afraid that you would object. I wasn't sure.
Object? Since we've come to Mashhad, I've been so miserable. As if something's pressing down on my chest. It keeps threatening to choke me and stop my breathing. I kept on saying, oh God, she's right here in this city, only four streets away. Even when I went to the shrine, I kept on thinking that you might be there. I was waiting to see you. I didn't think you wanted to see me.
What are they saying?
How do I know?
I'm to blame. I'm the youngest. I should have come forward. I'm supposed to be the eldest. I shouldn't have let it go on for so long. Oh, believe me, I've been hoping I'd see you all this time, Sepida.
Master, Sepida's been worrying about you.
I was afraid you wouldn't want to see me. Well, I was afraid too. I was worried you wouldn't ever forgive your sister. But Sepida, it really wasn't worth 2 years of separation. No, it really wasn't worth it. Oh, my dearest.
Oh, it's all come to tears.
Oh, don't watch, it's rude.
All right, I won't.
It's none of our business.
Vahid.
Yes, sir.
Does it matter if we leave a day earlier?
Well, that's fine. The only problem is we were going to miss you, because we thought you'd be staying with us for 2 nights.
Thank you so much. In this short period of time, you've been very kind to us.
Oh, you're welcome.
If I come to Mashhad again, I'll definitely come back
here. That'll be great.
The truth is, my sister-in-law is persuading us to go to her place tonight. You see, these sisters fell out a long time ago. But it's over now. They want to be together. Here you are.
Sisters?
Well, yes.
Thank you.
I'm sorry. Can we be excused?
Of course. Here you are, your IDs. But excuse me, I have to ask you for forgiveness, Doctor.
It's fine. But what for? We had a lot of fun. I can say that this was the best holiday we've ever had.
No, you're too kind, but there was a misunderstanding. That night when you left your phone here and I answered it.
Oh?
I misunderstood. I thought that...
No. It doesn't matter. I knew from the beginning.
Really?
Yes, but all the evidence was against me.
Please forgive me. I apologise. I'm sorry.
Don't say that. Why? Why do you apologise? Thank God everything's sorted out. Everything always sorts itself out.
Yes. Can everyone stand close together?
Mm-hmm.
Smile.
10 seconds.
Quick. Don't blink, please. پشت همین پنجره تنهام بذار میخوام پر از نم نم بارون بشم جایی میونه بودن و نبودن میخوام تو این خاطر مهمون بشم کبوتر مسافرم میگردم تو این گذر دنبال خاطراتم اینجا پر از حال و هوای عشق هر جا بری مثل سایه و هاتم
جوانی همون توی قاب عکسا شبیه اسکناس تا نخوردن یه عمریه عقربه ها دقیقا خطوط چهره ما رو شمردن جوانی همون توی قاب عکسا شبیه اسکناس تا نخوردن یه عمریه عقربه ها دقیقا خطوط چهره ما رو شمردن من تو خودم گم شده بودم اما من اومدم راه و نشونم بدی تو شهر تو هیچ کسی گم نمیشه من اومدم تا تو امونم بدی تو شهر تو هیچ کسی گم نمیشه